My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. It's not just nurses in short supply, it's also the people who manage them. I'm David Brancaccio. First, more than a dozen states are holding primaries on this day, branded Super Tuesday. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks into trends in the money spent by campaigns so far.
When it comes to the presidential race, where candidates and outside groups have already raised more than $430 million, the Democrats are ahead.
We have Biden, who's raised a decent amount of money, but has spent essentially none of it.
Sarah Briner is research director at Open Secrets, which tracks money in politics.
And it's clear that his campaign is waiting for Trump to wrap up the primary so that they can go full bore against him with all of that money that they have raised.
For races up and down the ballot, there is a newish trend this year, says Nicole Ovadia at BIA Advisory Services, which forecasts local media spending. Rather than candidates spending the bulk of their money bashing other candidates?
What we're seeing is a significant amount of money being spent on raising more money.
At this point, campaigns are running ads to help build their war chests for when they really get going after the primaries. And that, says Ovadia, affects where campaigns run their ads.
You're not very likely to see a political ad looking for fundraising in television over the air. You're much more likely to see that in social media and on digital. It does a better job of raising the money.
What kind of ads you'll see will depend on how the campaigns see you.
If you're a strong partisan, you're going to get a lot of fundraising and donation appeals.
Erica Franklin Fowler is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project.
If you are, you know, someone who the campaigns see as persuadable, you're going to be seeing a lot more persuasive appeals, and you should be expecting to see it, especially in those battleground states, you know, across the range of different platforms that you might view, you know, screens.
In other words, on your TVs, gaming platforms, streaming services, even at the gas pump. Prepare for the deluge. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
If only you had bought Apple computer stock in late 1997 for 10 cents a share. If only you had bought NVIDIA stock 1 year ago for $235. It is $852 today. NVIDIA makes microchips great for artificial intelligence. Now investors are looking for another AI stock play, and some have something called Super Microcomputer in their sights.
Super Microcomputer makes servers that run artificial intelligence applications, ones it says are especially useful to retailers and others that interface directly with customers. The company's sales doubled in its last quarter compared to a year earlier, and in 2 weeks, its shares joined the benchmark S&P 500 index. Now, typically, such a development would boost any company's shares, at least initially. But Super Micro has been the beneficiary of a particularly exuberant investor response. Its shares are up 11-fold since the end of 2022. By comparison, during the same time period, shares of NVIDIA rose more than 5-fold. Is all of this exuberance justified? It depends on who you ask. Investors are valuing the companies based not on their current earnings, but on the prospects of what is yet to come. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The White House says it's creating a special team to go after what it sees as unfair and illegal pricing. Expect more on this in the President's State of the Union address Thursday.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau kicked things off today by finalizing a rule to slash credit card late fees from an average of $32 down to $8. The administration says that'll save consumers $10 billion a year. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing a rule the White House says would ban hidden fees and require companies to list their prices up front. That includes certain charges by car dealers and fees in retirement products. And the Federal Communications Commission has a proposal to prohibit cable and satellite providers from charging early termination fees. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Not to be a nudge, but it's not a bad week to sort out taxes. And the government is saying the number of people using the IRS free file system is up 9.7% so far, nearly 950,000 filers. This is the one for people making no more than $79,000 through IRS-selected private partners. Search Browse All Trusted Partners IRS for that list. Now, do not confuse Free File with IRS Direct File, where some folks in a handful of states making $200K a year or less can file directly with the government. Access to Direct is being rolled out incrementally. There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Leaders of nurses in hospitals are on the front lines of what is a decades-long nursing shortage. They're also dealing with retention issues of their own. A new survey by staffing firm AMN Healthcare finds nearly a third of managers of nurses in hospitals plan to leave within a year, with some quitting the profession altogether. Here's Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval.
When Mila Sprouse first transitioned into management, it was a lot to take on.
You have to learn the finances. You have to learn aspects of patient experience, patient recovery.
Dealing with audits, regulations, retention. She's now chief nursing officer at Seattle's Virginia Mason Medical Center and says when it comes to future leaders, the field has enough talent, but it lacks mentors.
You have to invest time and effort and really be authentic that you care about these individuals to grow.
And there aren't enough qualified nurse leaders out there, says Iman Abuzaid, CEO of nursing hiring platform Incredible Health.
Just the applicant pool is small, right?
These roles aren't always appealing to ambitious nurses.
You're being asked to take on more responsibility and more work.
And often without enough institutional support to be successful. I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.